This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Yeah. Ground cherries are not cherries at all. In fact, they look like a marble-sized yellow cherry tomato dressed in a papery tomatillo husk. Ken Green of the Hudson Valley Seed Library grows ground cherries on his two-acre farm in Ulster County, New York. We're speaking with him about the odd, little-known fruit. Yes, it's part of the nightshade family of fruit for this week's Last Chance Foods. Hi, Ken.
Hi.
So, first of all, what's a seed library? I can borrow a packet of seeds and return it?
You can. It started as a small project I was doing at our local library, and it's grown into an online library where people can join online. They check out seeds like a book. They grow them in their garden. They save some seeds from the plants that they grow to return to the library. And the goal is to create a regionally adapted source of seeds for New York.
So what made you decide to grow ground cherries?
Well, one of the exciting things about heirlooms and about the work we're doing on our seed farm is we get to explore the diversity of what's available. Instead of just growing sort of the most familiar foods, we can say, what are some things that people might only be able to eat and experience if they grew them in their gardens? And ground cherries are an example of one of those types of foods.
Are they easy to grow?
They are really easy to grow.
I'm not looking at the seeds, but they sound really tiny.
They are very, very tiny. Actually, when we save the seeds from them, we harvest the fruits, we put them in a blender with water, and we blend it all up, and the pulp separates from the seeds. The seeds are so tiny they don't get nicked or anything by the blender.
Now, I love these. I get them at the Fort Greene Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. And just to continue a Last Chance Foods tradition here, I'm going to eat one on air. They're really sweet when you get them when they're ripe.
Right, when they're ripe.
I eat them raw. That's the only way I eat them. Are there other ways to use ground cherries?
Yeah, it's a really versatile fruit. Raw is the main way that we use them, but the fruits themselves have a really high pectin content, and so they're great for jams, jellies. I've heard of people making sauces, like if you're having a sundae, you can sort of think of a pineapple sauce, you know, that you could put on a sundae, and that's it makes a similar sauce to that. And I've even heard of, and we're going to try this year, drying them like raisins.
I never tasted or came in contact with ground cherries when I was a kid in Ohio. Why aren't they more widespread? Are they a super regional food just here in the Northeast?
No, actually, they can grow almost anywhere. They're grown in Hawaii. They're grown in the Northeast. They're grown all over the world. The reason that I think that we don't see them very much is because in terms of grocery stores, we see the most common foods. We see foods that can be grown, monocrop agriculture, mechanical harvesting, that have a long shelf life, that aren't going to bruise or damage being shipped long distances. Something like the ground cherry really needs to be grown either in a home garden or in a small diversified farm that's going to farmers markets because they're not going to travel well. Although they do store pretty well, you can keep them for a good 2 or 3 weeks after you harvest them. But the other difference is that they have a long ripening season. So large-scale farmers like to grow something that ripens all at the same time. They can harvest it all at the same time and ship it all at the same time. The ground cherries, you actually have to wait for them to fall on the ground, which is part of where the common name ground cherry comes from. That's when you know they're ripe. You get down on your hands and knees, and you scoop them up, and that will happen throughout the season.
So you're not picking them. You're picking them up off the ground.
Off the ground, yep.
Labor-intensive.
Before the birds do.
Right, right, hopefully.
Yeah.
Labor-intensive.
Yes.
But a labor of love, right?
And it's just fun.
Ken Green runs the Hudson Valley Seed Library in Ulster County, New York. Learn more about the Seed Library and get a recipe for ground cherries on the culture page at WNYC.org. Ken, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is WNYC.